Sturgeon as big as 6 feet long used to spawn in the Wolf River at Keshena Falls every spring. Spearing them for a feast was a central part of Menominee tribal culture. It marked the end of winter. Al Fowler heads the tribe's conservation office. He remembers elders telling stories about how many fish there used to be.
They said the sturgeon were so thick, though, and they could practically walk across the river on their backs.
Dams built in the late 1800s cut the sturgeon off from the tribe's spawning ground. And in 1995, the tribe lost a court battle to win off-reservation spearing rights that could have helped revive the sturgeon ceremony. But now, the sturgeon are back. A stocking program begun in 1994 has put more than 50,000 young sturgeon into lakes on the reservation. For the first time this year, enough of them have grown longer than 40 inches to make the first official tribal harvest possible. Fowler says that's good news for many tribal members.
Of course, you know, it's not so much as it was back in the old days, you know, but a lot of people do rely on wild fish and wild game, you know, to supplement their income and their diet.
So far, 25 people have registered for the two-week harvest on Legend Lake that begins this Saturday. There's a bag limit of one per person and a maximum of 100 to be harvested from the lake. The fish must be at least 3 feet long to keep. Ann Runstrom from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has worked with the tribe and the Department of Natural Resources for the past decade to revive sturgeon on the reservation. She says surveys show there should be enough big fish in the lake for a good harvest.
They're pushing 60 inches. There's not very many of them, but we caught some around 56 inches this fall.
The sturgeon stocking program will continue on the reservation. Sturgeon don't begin reproducing until they're more than 15 years old, so it will be at least another 5 years before the transplanted fish begin spawning. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.